Welcome in Tracy Sawyer joining us from Community Connections once again. Tracy, how are you? Thanks for taking time for us again.
Well, thank you, Tristan. We do appreciate that.
I'll have you pull that microphone around to you a little bit closer there.
All right.
Now, Tracy, again, for folks that didn't hear us last week, tell us again your title with Community Connections, if you don't mind.
Well, I am the Substance Abuse Prevention Coordinator at Community Connections.
And you've been in the job here for a little while, another week in the job,
yes,
and it's been a great week, too.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. We're getting ready for the prescription drug collection that is held every third Saturday of each month. We haven't had this for a while due to COVID.
Sure.
And so we're excited. We're very excited that the West Central District Health Department, the COVID risk dial, has actually moved down due to community efforts. So we do have this plan for Saturday tomorrow from 11 o'clock a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. at the Platte River Mall.
And for folks that haven't been before, tell us about the process of dropping in the prescription drugs.
Well, we ask that anyone can bring any expired or unused medicine to be safely disposed of. There will be a law enforcement representative there. There will also be a credentialed medical representative. And these people will be assisting members of Community Connection Substance Abuse Prevention System staff and volunteers.
Okay.
We do ask that no sharps be brought.
Sure, sure. And Tracy, we were talking last week about the amount of prescription drugs that were brought in 2020. It's huge despite the ongoing pandemic and despite some reorganizing of the prescription drug collections.
That is correct, Tristan. In 2020, this monthly prescription drug collection was not held for 4 months due to COVID. It was not held in March and April of last year and November and December and even January of this year. However, in 2020, there were 300 pounds, approximately, of medicine that was collected.
Wow. That's huge. When you mentioned that, when we were talking off the air a minute ago, I brought up, you know, you think about it, a lot of pills are collected. And you think about how much the average pill weighs.
That's
to collect that much of these prescription drugs is huge.
That's correct. There's approximately 1,700 pills per pound. And if over 300 pounds was collected in 2020, and there's 1,700 pills approximately per pound, that's amazing.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. And you take in consideration, obviously, some of these are opioids, too, that could be in the youth's hands or hands that they don't belong in. We're taking these off the street, putting them into the correct hands and avoiding any of the dangers that come with these drugs. Even the non-opioids, there's still danger in some of these drugs.
That's correct. You know, prescription drugs, they're powerful medicines.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why you need a prescription for them. Yeah.
And you can't just get a prescription anywhere. It's got to be from an MD. So,
yes.
Again, we have Tracy Sawyer joining us from Community Connections ahead of tomorrow's prescription drug collection. It'll be over at the Platte River Mall. And the times again, Tracy?
It is 11 o'clock a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m.
Okay.
Again, this is the 12th year that Community Connections
wow.
will be hosting this. Yeah, pretty amazing. If there's any questions, just call our 308-696-3358.
And plenty of room, too, for social distancing at the mall tomorrow. Looks like temperatures are going to be somewhat flattering, too. So if folks see that there's a line, hang out in the car for a minute, hang out outside, or maybe do a little bit of shopping at the mall, too, before you drop them by.
Very true. And we do encourage everyone to wear a mask. So we will be exemplifying safety precautions as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm. Tracy, is there anything else you want to add about tomorrow's prescription drug collection?
No, just come on down. We encourage anyone who's got some prescription medication to bring it to the prescription drug collection. Spread the word and get rid of any unused or outdated prescription drugs.
Awesome. Tracy, good to have you back in the studio. Good luck tomorrow, and we'll see you down the road.
Thank you, Tristan.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning here on your fantastic Friday morning next on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.